Hey guys, we are back. We are the Booze Witches, and we're back from the dead. What's up?
We came back from the dead right after Halloween. We're in hibernation because we're not only the Booze Witches, we are some moody witches.
So. We're already slurring because we've been drinking wine.
Oh, and I always slur. That's just, you know, I can't speak correctly. It's my charm, part of my charm. But we're here to catch up on Vanderpump Rules, Below Deck, Dallas, OC. There's so much to talk about. We've been under a rock, but still watching our shows because that's what you can do when you're under the rock. You just can't talk to people.
Yeah, that's what we've been doing. Total recluses.
First, you want to talk about this Vanderpump Rules trailer.
Yeah, you guys, we got a Halloween gift, and it was the best gift ever, the Vanderpump Rules trailer, and it looks so good.
It looks really, really good.
But let's dissect it.
Yeah, I liked that especially the reel on Bravo.com, the reel of Stassi feeding her boyfriend Beau food from her mouth after she chewed it. I was like, we're definitely the same week of cancer because I can't tell you how many times I've done that or try to do that. I just try to humiliate and just do nasty things to the men I love just to see how much they love me. Like, are you going to take this? Are you going to accept it? Do you still love me after I chew up food and spit it in your mouth?
Okay? She's such a cancer.
So I was like, oh my God, she's my week of cancer. She's cancer week
Y'all
one.
Are like, you guys are like nurturing. But like in maternal, but like in like a really fucking twisted way.
In a twisted way, definitely. When I saw that, I was just like, oh my God, I love this couple already. And he's a Pisces like her last boyfriend, but.
I think her last boyfriend was on the cusp.
And if he wasn't, he had to be like a Virgo moon or something like.
I think he was like Pisces Aries. Yeah. Patrick was, that was
well,
the name
yeah.
of that
asshole. Well, he was definitely rude. This guy is a Pisces too, and he seems like they're really compatible. So
yeah.
I'm happy for her. Who else was on the trailer that we cared about actually? That seems.
Of course, we're gonna like go through the whole Jackson Brittany engagement storyline, which.
I mean, I'm not too excited about it. It seems too cheesy. I mean, Jax does...
Seems so played for the show.
Jax does seem like he's so... And it was funny when Lisa was making a speech. She was like... I don't know if she said it during the speech or it was just an edit. But she said something like, how long is this act going to last? And I know he went through something traumatic. So I feel like sometimes that can make you act a certain way. But I don't know how permanent it is. And then when you have cameras on you, you're super... Your life, you're playing it up more. You're doing more romantic things. You're doing these gestures. You're doing everything for ratings. And I'm just like, I don't know how sincere it is. I mean, I don't know. It's just not the most interesting part of the story to me. Neither is, I'm hoping Lala and Randall's thing isn't a big
story. Well, he's not on the show
either.
At all, right?
It's yeah, but I, you know, she's obviously going to brag about it.
Yeah.
I don't really care about that either. Because like I said, that's just one of the most unevolved Virgo Aries combinations I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
It's like he's superficial. She's super. It's all materialistic. It's superficial. I can see why it didn't work with his last wife. They're gonna be do not. It's nothing but an earthly relationship.
Yeah.
Which, I mean,
earthly in the sense that you mean like materialistic.
Yeah, meaning like it's not a deep connection.
Yeah.
It's not soul. There's nothing. It's just like she's hot. I think she's gonna be a star. I met her on her audition and she was on Vanderpump. Like, it's very...
It's very just, like they're just using
she,
each other.
Yeah, and she does whatever he says. She calls it protecting, but at the end of the day, there's no accountability there. He's such an unevolved man. He says that she's the star, but he really wants to be a star.
He is such a textbook Aries.
Oh, God, I know. It's absolutely disgusting. Honestly, he's probably like a double Aries. And he's just like, guys, do you want to be my friend?
Like, he's just like that typical like alpha male.
Oh, yeah. And she can't, and she has to listen to him. She's like, baby, yes? You want me to suck your dick now? And it's like, you know, at least just be like an Erica Jane and say, this is what it is.
Yeah.
Stop making it seem like it's, because that's what made me.
As our favorite cancer Lisa Rinna would say, own it, baby.
Own it, yeah. What's her face was like, you know, people have stuff to say. My man's older, he's rich. Yes, I wanted to go. Like, she kind of owns it in a different way. Loves, and I loves me. Like, disagree with him a couple times, stand up to him like his ex-wife did. But
do you think that's her Virgo naiveness coming in?
I wouldn't even say that. I think, you know, she just...
Or is she just too into the lifestyle?
The lifestyle, yeah. And the money, and it's easy to be a doormat because you think somebody's going to make you feel... Like, she got in the movie and stuff like that, but the thing is, no offense to Lala, but she just doesn't have star quality to me. She's good in the reality set, but I saw her performing on stage. She doesn't have a presence. She's not a big, like, no offense. Like, she probably would be fun to get drunk with occasionally, but I'm just like, dude.
But she's no Erica
Jane.
Yeah,
I was like, you know, you're believing your hype, and a lot of people get on reality shows, and they're amazing when they're on the reality shows, and then it's over, and it's over. And I think that's going to be her thing, and then, you know, Randall will realize she's not a star, because Randall wants to date the top A-list celebrity. Mm-hmm. He wants to. He wants that life.
But he's too ugly and too gross, and
it's not even just his looks. It's his personality. It's like, Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm happy he's not on there. And keep trying for the Housewives. It's never going to happen. There is no way Andy is going to want to be hearing like, hi, guys, it's Tuesday morning. Get it. He's not impressed. There's too many Lisa Vanderpumps and Kens and too many other people to place in those. No, it's not going to be you.
That's my thing, too. I just feel like nobody wants to reward that alpha male personality anymore. Nobody wants to see that, and everybody's kind of sick of it. And he's like this, you know, this producer with tons of money, and he's this, like, just fucking disgusting toad of a person, and he just seems like he's just this alpha male. Like, nobody... Hollywood does not... I think they're done
with that. We're over the Harvey Weinsteins.
Yeah, exactly.
Bye! Exactly. And I'm sorry, I do like his ex-wife. I follow her, and she's very, like, crystals and all this stuff, and I think she loves acting, and I think she likes being creative and artistic, but she's not in it for the fame. I've seen a little clips of her in the series You I'm watching on Lifetime, which... She looks so much... I mean, she looks good for age. She is young. She's about 28. But she looks even younger than that. She looks like a kid. But she... Her little snippet so far look really good. But I think she does it because it's an art. I think she's a little deeper, a little spiritual. And he's superficial. And he's selfish. And it's all about him. And he's narcissistic.
And he and Lala are just doing it just for the fame.
And it's all this, like, we're in the spotlight. Everything's about posting. It's like, calm the fuck. This social media relationship is so obnoxious. I literally hate when I'm on my popular page and they're like, boop, boop, boop. I'm like, why is he?
When you heard, and then she's, well, you heard she's not drinking now.
She's high all the time. I hate when people are like, I'm sober. I'm not. Bitch, you're still high. You're still intoxicated. It's not your outfit. And
does she smoke weed?
And she smokes all the time. And she's still drinking as well. I think I followed.
Well, did she just stop drinking for filming?
I think she just... Is that what happened? To get in shape, which, you know, she does look good right now, but I attribute that to other stuff as well. She's getting Kybella and Botox and fillers and, you know, but I don't know. I just think she's...
All paid for by Randy.
Yeah, she's believing her hype too much, and it's had been annoying. She needs to, like, humble herself, because after this show, like, thank God you're marrying Randall and live it up while you can. I hope there's no prenup, because... I don't know if he had one with his last.
Well, if he didn't, I'm sure. Hopefully, he'll learn this time.
No, I think he's kind of. I think he's thinking like Lala is gonna be a star. He's gonna put her in another movie, or, you know, get her some, you know, or she's gonna make it in Musically, and it's like. Sheena didn't make it Musically.
Oh, well, Sheena has absolutely talent than Lala.
But at least Sheena can dance up on the stage. Watching Lala move around the stage was so uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
I was like, Lord, like, you need, like, character development. She needs to be in a she needs character development from start to beginning. Maybe she could make it with some auto-tune and just singing and doing certain things and not trying to be a performer. Don't try to do Erica Jane. Even Sheena, at least I can give it to her. She knows how to dance. I've seen her do backup dancing before. Mm-hmm. So that's probably why she has the performance moves. There's like a flow to her body.
Like a little bit, yeah.
But Sheena's too boppy, you know. Even though she has she could have the rhythm.
And even with the auto-tune, she's toned down as fuck.
And Sheena's music sucks. And she's too boppy, but... I was glad, I think Sheena wasn't shown too much in the trailer. I think that's because she's hanging around all the new cast, because she was so butthurt because everybody started becoming friends with Stassi, Katie, and Kristen. And so I think she started hanging around all the unimportant people, like Miss Billie Jean, who I cannot stand. She's just not likable. And I don't want anybody saying, oh, trans, blah, blah, blah. Like, I advocate for everybody. So yeah. It's not about
that. It has
nothing
to do with that.
If you're a shitty human being, if you're a shitty dog, you're a shitty dog. You know, if you're a shitty cat, you're a shitty cat. It has nothing to do with it. Like, she just, like, I don't care how much you post about peace on earth. If you're not radiating that and I don't get that energy from you, then I think it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And she doesn't give that off. And she's a Pisces, too. Like, I've had a lot of Pisces girlfriends. They can be a little crazy.
Well, I feel, yeah, and I was going to say there's something off about her. And I just feel like she doesn't bring it to the table as a reality star. She's not set for that. And you know what bothers me, though, too, about Vanderpump Rules is that, okay, you're set in West Hollywood. Everybody on the show is straight, for the most part.
Yeah.
And then you bring in a trans character. And that's not character, but, you know, person, whatever. You bring in a trans friend of the show. And it, you know, the as a personality, they're a little lackluster. And I'm not saying that because of the trans thing, because I want to see a lot more gay people, bi people, you know, every... You're in fucking West Hollywood. I have such a problem with Bravo in that sense. It's like, bring a little bit more diversity in. They're all straight white people.
Yeah.
It's like, come on,
there's nobody, and the only other girl that was on there that wasn't was Faith. Other than that, like... trying to think, is anybody wasn't white. Even Spanish or Chinese? No. Nobody.
Yeah, as far as like main storyline. Yeah. Like she wasn't even like a main character, but she was just like, she was part of the storyline
like,
last year. But
she was like
that
Lala's
was it.
Side chick.
Exactly.
And Lala was only hanging out with her to boost her street cred. Which
so that's
I'm
the
sure
problem
Faith
I have.
Faith is not street at all, which was even more embarrassing.
Yeah.
It's the whole situation.
But that's the problem I have with Bravo in general. And you know, I love the Housewives. I love Andy. I love everybody. But like, get some diversity even on the Housewives. Get some like lesbian Housewives. Get some... Get some house husbands that are gay. Like, get some more color in there.
Yeah, they don't really. I mean, besides putting Kelly in OC.
I mean, she's Hispanic, but she's like.
Yeah, but Kelly barely. Wants. But Kelly wants to be white.
She's very whitewashed.
I've seen her rant about like not knowing black people and not hanging around Spanish people, and she's like, oh, and the black people, that's a Kardashian. Like, I've seen her rant about stupid shit. And I'm like, Kelly, you're Mexican. I don't care if you live in OC, you're Mexican.
Yeah.
Like, be proud of it. And don't let anybody tell you anything.
Yeah.
Like, don't believe any... You know what I mean? Stand up for your culture. Like, even if you don't speak the language, who gives a fuck?
And I wonder, and I'm just like, why is it so segregated? I'm like, why is, like, Atlanta its own thing? Why is Potomac its own thing? And why is,
but
like,
even on
the rest of them are white?
They usually have, like, one white person on it, you know?
Yeah, but it's still...
do that with Married to Medicine. A lot of times there's
I've been
like,
saying for years, like, Beverly Hills needs some more color. I mean, it's not gonna happen in Orange County because the Kelly's the best you're gonna get.
Orange County, there's a lot of Persians, but they
but
try to bring in
a lot of white people.
Yeah, and they try to there's
a lot of Republicans.
They try to bring in the Armenian girl, but that did not
pan out.
She just she was somebody with money, but she just didn't have enough.
Was she just on pills all the time?
Well,
or was she just
remember she got her breast done just at the beginning of that.
So do you think she was on some kind of medication?
The whole time. She got it done like a week before they started filming.
Okay. So that's right. I remember she came out and said that. Yeah, I remember.
So she was... But on to... We should just trample into that, I guess, OC.
Into OC, yeah. We don't have a lot to say, but...
I don't have a lot to say. This season is horrible. I'm so sick of Tamra. I cannot stand Tamra.
Hashtag fire Tamra.
She is the most annoying woman I've ever met. Well... I've ever watched. Sorry, like I feel like I've met her because I.
We feel like
so
they're our friends. We always say they're our friends.
I pay attention to these people so much. So
Tamra is still like I feel like she tries to be the lovable villain, but there's nothing to like about her, and there's nothing really relatable.
She's not likable. If this show, if she gets fired from the show,
which
she
probably
will
won't.
Not be able to do realist. Nobody's gonna buy from her.
Yeah.
And nobody goes to Cut Fitness either.
Yeah.
The most likable person at Cut Fitness could be Eddie, but I...
But he doesn't like
Eddie's
being on the show, though.
And Eddie doesn't like... Yeah, and you know what? She's more of a celebrity than him, so she's going to be responsible for bringing in more people. And you know what? You can be a likable... Like Nene's kind of a... She can be a villain at times, but she's still likable.
She's still likable.
You know what I mean? Like,
and still relatable for the most part.
And Tamra's just not. She's shady. She's a backstabber. As annoying as Shannon,
she's not a loyal friend.
She's
not a loyal friend to Shannon.
She's not loyal at all. She's not even loyal to her own kids. So
exactly.
She definitely can't be loyal to a friend. She's only loyal to Eddie because I think he was dicking her down. Good. I think that's the only thing she cares about.
Yeah.
But now that he can't do that, we'll see how long the loyalty lasts there because hopefully he gets better because I do like Eddie. But
yeah, and I you know what, I like them together. I feel like he does bring out a good side in her, but for the most part, I just feel like she's not
one good side. I think all their relationship is mostly just sex. And I think
yeah, remember that bathtub scene?
Yeah, I think it's all just sex, and I think it's nothing really beyond that. I don't think he brings out a good side in her, and I don't think she brings out a good side in him. Every time I see him, he's negative and bitchy, and
because he doesn't like being on camera. But
even her, like, oh, she's so, you know, she's not, if he was bringing out a better side of her, he would have told her, hey, no, babe, you're not going to do this abandoned child thing last season. You know, you're not going to go on and do that because we just talked to your daughter, blah, blah, blah. I think their relationship is very self-centered and about them.
That's the thing. I think he's like so checked out as far as the show goes. He kind of just lets her run it.
Yeah, and, exactly. And she makes the money. So he just sits back. And I think Eddie did well before as a paralegal, but obviously Tamara getting paid from the show is way better.
Yeah.
But I just don't think that she's bringing the best out of him or vice versa, because, you know, he should be, I mean, I know he doesn't have his own kids, but he should be checking her about certain things, because she would she would chop her own foot off to get stay on Bravo. Yeah, she would literally do it live on TV. Well, give me the saw, Andy. Like, you know,
you can see the desperation leaking out of her pores.
Oh God, it's just like, I mean, but she needs the paycheck. But at the sad part is at the end of this, she'll be with nothing. She's not. Yeah. You think Shannon and you think Vicky love you so much, and you know they do to a certain extent. But they're forced to film with you every year. They need to make stuff work.
Yeah.
When that pressure is not there, we'll see how much they show up. We'll see how much they're around. It's not going to be around. Who's going to be around you? Nobody. You sold everything. You're going to be the next, you know, you're going to be the next Spencer from The Hills. You're going to be fucking on Exile Island.
Yeah,
nobody's
going
to give a fuck about you.
You're right.
Like, and hopefully you can make that.
I think she's headed down that path.
She is. I can't wait till she's off the show. She needs a piece of humble pie. I can't wait till you eat it, Tamara. I'll be fucking stalking your Instagram waiting
speaking
for the moment.
Speaking of humble pie, what do we think about Shannon's storyline this year?
You know what?
Miss Negative Nancy.
I know.
As far as I'm concerned.
You know my...
Okay, and I love Shannon. Don't get me wrong.
My grandmother's name is Nancy, and she's an Aries, and I always say Shannon reminds me of my grandmother. You know, I have not had a privileged life like Shannon, so I feel... But I'm able to take I have friends from all walks of life, so I'm actually able to put myself in her shoes. She grew up on a privileged life. She married a man that then, he didn't grow up, he didn't have a privileged life, but he became successful.
Yeah, he's new
met
money.
Met Shannon right away and then married her, got her pregnant, and he took care of everything. She doesn't, certain things are different to her. There's certain ways, but the thing is that is annoying with me with Tamara, if she's really annoying you about certain things, you just need to say that when she's complaining about stuff like that, you just need to be like, everybody does that.
Yeah.
You know, say it right then. If you're that good of friends, and it's not even, it's one thing, sometimes you feel awkward as a new friend, you're kind of like, God, like, if I say this.
I feel like there was a lot of, like, miscommunication with them all season.
That's what I felt what it was. I was like, you're talking.
And it was just frustrating to watch. It wasn't even, like, dramatic or good for TV. It was just, like, frustrating. It's just like, no, you guys would actually have a little bit more of an interesting storyline if you actually, like, spoke up about what was going on in your friendship. And I just, it just goes back to, like, the fact that Tamara's fucking two-faced. Yeah. And Tamara gets jealous of, you know, Vicky and Shannon's friendship and Shannon and Kelly's friendship.
Yeah, she was so...
She can't stand to not be in the spotlight as far as a friend.
Yeah, and you know what? I love the Shannon and Kelly thing.
I'm obsessed.
So obsessed with this relationship.
Get everybody off the show except
for them. Yeah, I was like, this is great.
Or give them a spinoff. Two single ladies on the town.
And Tamara, I dare you to come for Kelly again, because I cannot wait to see this. They're going to hang out. You talk too much shit about that. I hope she pops you in the mouth.
I wish there was more confrontation with Kelly that wasn't with a dude, Shane.
I know.
You know?
Think that'll
I want to see Kelly go after
some people. I think that's going to be coming up
because people.
I just saw Kelly this season when they were like, who's the hardest person? Like, who's the most, like, it says who, like, can kill the fun vibe? And, like, Kelly's like, I don't know. And she goes, well, you know what? She goes, Shannon is actually the girl that I have the best time with, and I actually love hanging with her.
Which makes sense.
But she could,
like,
But she said that she could actually ruin the whole night if she gets upset or whatever.
Yeah, which everybody knows that. But it makes sense for their friendship because it's that Aries-Libra thing. And it's the, you know, fire-air. And they totally make sense as far as, like, fun friends going out. They're always positive together. And I just feel like they bring out the best in each other.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
As far as that friendship goes. But,
I mean, Kelly was married to an Aries. But they're...
Oh, was he an Aries?
Yes, he was. But they're opposite signs.
Yeah.
And that's like me. I'm Cancer... Capricorns, it's really hard for me to date the men, but right. I'm good with when I have so many Capricorns that I'm friends with,
yeah,
and it's perfect, and we have a good time,
yeah,
and we kind of balance each other in weird ways, but yeah, dating, I'm always like, oh, hell no. But some Cancers go well with Capricorns, depends on your moon sign, though, and your rising, because...
Well, speaking of Kelly, since I don't want to spend too much time on OC, since we have a lot of Dallas to talk about and Below Deck, in my opinion, Kelly Dodd has gone up to the, like, upper echelon of housewives. Like, she has really cemented her place as, like, great TV, a great iconic housewife. Especially, I mean, obviously with that fight with Shane, it was, like, fucking...
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Incredible.
And I agree. I did not like Kelly at first, which I said...
No, me neither, because she seemed like a total cunt.
Well, and don't get me wrong. The reason why I didn't like Kelly at first... was because I feel like some of the housewives that I don't like sometimes, like, off the bat. I mean, not after watching them.
Right.
It's kind of because sometimes we don't like people that are similar to us.
Yeah.
And I felt like, oh, I related to Kelly a lot, but it was just, like, bad traits I was seeing about myself. So I was like, oh, my God, what a... Oh, hell no. Like, and I'm like, no, wait. You know, I do like this person, and that's how I would react. And,
thinking back on it, I feel like she was misunderstood for sure.
Well, and people were trying to fuck with her and, you know, but it, she stood her ground and she made, because I talk offensively. I use the word cunt. I say certain things that, especially in the moment. So I get it, just reacting a certain way, but I'm glad she stuck around and I was glad she went off on Shane because even though Emily is growing on me, Shane is not. I think he treats
he's
marriage as a business deal and I feel like Emily was... easy bait because obviously from watching the show she's not over her past with her how she grew up and her mother, and he just says, do you want to marry me? He's from a certain faith where you usually don't get divorced, even though he was, and it's about family and it's about closeness and it's about you know, all this stuff, even though I don't like religion, that's what it's about. So I think she jumped in and I think that was easy bait for him. And I think, Emily, you need to go take your embryos, and even if you can't use those embryos, get you another, take out another embryo you can, or adopt a kid and live your best life. You can find a man that's going to be compassionate and be there for you.
I think there seems like there's something in her. Did we find out what her sign is, by the way, Emily? I think her last name is Simpson. There's something about her that makes me feel like her self-esteem is so low. And I don't know why, because I think she's one of the most beautiful housewives I've ever seen. She's gorgeous. She's got a hot bod. And
it's
I
think, too, her upbringing has... this is what happens when you don't deal with
your shit. I mean, her mother wasn't, you know...
Oh, my God. She's a Capricorn Aquarius. She's the same as Kenya Moore.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. But you know what? You see how she flips out, too. I think there's a lot more to her, but I think, of course, even her husband was like, what do you, calm down. You don't need to act like that.
You know what I mean? I'd like to see more from Emily.
Because you see how Kenya Moore is now that she's with a man. See how toned down she is?
Yeah.
Imagine Emily single without her man.
Yeah.
You see how she got mad that one day?
Yeah.
She'd be taking everybody's head off. It's so funny that week they get a little bit, that's a Capricorn Aquarius sign, they get a little bit more obedient when there's a guy around, as strong as
that's
they can be.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, because Kenya,
an interesting point.
Yeah, was used to be knocking people's heads off. So I was like, I didn't think that was her.
And did we figure out what Gina is?
I'm finding it right now. What's her last name? Do you know?
It's some really long.
I don't like Gina.
I'm not a huge fan. I would have liked to see more of a... I would have liked to have seen more. I felt like the whole drama with her husband was a little...
She's a Taurus. She's Sheena. That's why she's like, nothing's wrong. We're getting divorced. But we love each other and we have sex. He's hot. I'm hot. We like to fuck. Our relationship's perfect. We can't be together.
You know,
but we,
Some Taurus women who are unevolved do tend to like keep it so materialistic in the sense that they need to have some kind of like cover story.
Oh no, I have not yet met a Taurus woman that is not like this. And don't get me wrong, I have Taurus friends. But
I do too.
I have not met a Taurus woman that does not bullshit me on 99.9. And don't get me wrong, we have so much fun. We're drinking, we're dancing. But when it comes to real conversations, I never get the real information. It's like, I'm sorry, our relationship is great. And then when she was getting at Shannon, it had every right to be rude to you. You've been rude the whole season. Shannon would just be like, yeah, but it can be hard when, money situations, stuff like that. And she's like, we're not about the money. You're lucky I wasn't there, because I'd be like, bitch, she was not saying that.
That's probably why she got so defensive, too. Because Taurus can be materialistic.
Well, you know why? Because Gina actually has issues, and she's being a typical Taurus, being fucking phony, and not saying what the real issue is. That's why all the women are ganging up on her, because it's not making sense. Oh, you're fucking me, loves you, you're this, you're that, your relationship's perfect, but you're getting a divorce. You don't know where he lives? I'm not even with the person I care about, and I know where he lives, bitch. Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about? Exactly. I tell you where he's right now.
It's weird.
I will tell you where he's at right
keep
now.
Saying, where did she keep saying he lived to? North Los Angeles? Where is that?
He was like somewhere up in LA. She's like, I never even
No, she kept saying North Los Angeles. I was like, do you mean North Hollywood? I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
She's retarded.
The Valley?
She's so phony. I literally cannot. She won't last. Like, she thinks she's all hot shit. I give her a few seasons if they bring her back. I did not know she was a Taurus.
I don't care to see Gina again. I wouldn't mind seeing Emily. I don't know.
Oh, I wouldn't mind. You know what? Just because I thought Emily was hot, and honestly, I can't stand her husband, but I thought he made for good TV because he was so bitchy.
But I want to say there's more to Emily, and I think that they actually recast the show and actually got some people in there that actually knew confrontation well. Yeah. Like Ellie or not Tamara. You know, just keep Kelly, Shannon, maybe Emily. That's my whole thing. And, that's all I have to say on OC. But that totally makes sense that Gina's a Taurus.
Oh, God. You annoying biatch. We won't miss you if you leave. Well, I won't.
Yeah. I don't care. I don't really care either way. Should we move on to... Let's switch gears and go to Below Deck.
Okay, Below Deck.
Below Deck is, honestly, I think they're serving it this season. And we're only like four episodes in.
I know. I've been feeling it, especially the two psychotic redheads. I'm like, how do
they're
you
like psychotic on both ends of the spectrum, too.
One's like emotional, like timid,
fragile,
she's like a chihuahua, and she's barking and hitting the corners with every wall, like a blind chihuahua. Caroline, she's hitting every wall, she can't see. And then we have
Riley.
Riley, she's a Rottweiler who's been trained to kill.
Yes.
And she's just
perfect
like, yeah, they're just there. I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, Riley is so, I get it though. Riley, I feel like maybe she's a woman captain, so she feels like she needs to like
prove herself,
throw her dick out or her big clit. Let me not say that. Your huge clit on the table. Hey, Riley, you're just looking as bad as the male chauvinistic assholes do. Because there's one thing when what's his face is being disrespectful. Chandler, yeah,
a textbook Capricorn, by the way. Somebody bet me on it.
Yes,
I know he is
a Capricorn, 100%. I get why she was annoyed with him, because I would be too. Mm-hmm. But the way she was getting at the Ross. The other deckhand crew, when she was talking over him, and then when Ashton, the guy she wants to fuck, when she was trying to, he was trying to give her advice, like she was talking on the radio rude to Kate, and he was like, hey, he pulled her aside, he didn't even say in front of anybody, he's like, hey, come here, I'm gonna tell you something, you know, and she was like, well, you know, it was still just like this, like, I'm like, you got people being patient with you, you are a fish, she runs like fisher boats, but she's never been on a boat like this.
I want to know her sign. Damn. But she almost seems like she came into this season like with an agenda to be like, I'm going to like swing my dick around.
She could be a Capricorn too.
I'm going to swing my dick around and because, or vagina or clit.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Her huge clitoris is on the table and it's flapping everywhere. It's got those big...
Oh dear.
Swallowing it. She wants to swallow Chandler.
Jesus. Well, so does Caroline. So yeah, Caroline.
Caroline's like chihuahua running around blind with the little red meat out, though. It's just like, you Caroline know, that little red meat
fuck,
out on the...
Caroline wants to fuck Chandler so bad.
Oh, God. And it's so sad. He's not even a nice guy. She's like, can you help me with this? And he's like, no. This is the second time that
she... But she seems like that emotional, fragile type to, like, be attracted to a guy like that that's just, like, such a dick and so emotionally unavailable. I'm just like, girl, I've been there. Don't do it. Don't go down that road.
Yeah. Well, don't do it. It looks a little... I'm like... And he's being so rude.
I've been attracted to those Capricorns before where they're just like... stoic, nothing there. Hello, I'm a robot, and I'm just like, oh my God, see, love
and
me.
I dated.
Let me love you.
And I'm the, you know, in the books that we love, the relationship book.
Uh-huh.
Every relationship with me with the Capricorn, it always just goes no. Like, you know, just like, and then the ones
worst
I dated,
love.
It says like, I rip them apart. They're just like, who are you? Like, you know, they think I'm a demon. They're like, you know, I'm like almost. Like murdered.
Well, I feel like a lot of the time Capricorn men end up being these just like, if they're unevolved, they're just these like hyper chauvinistic male pigs. They, just like,
they can be,
you know,
but the, and the
unevolved ones.
And then I bring some sick emotion out of them that I don't even know that I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Like, and I think it's because I got too much fire in my chart. I'm like, I am not supposed to fuck with a Capricorn because
we need to do an episode just our birth charts.
Oh my God, I know. That would be funny because. Lord, my birth chart is a heart mess. But yeah, no, I like, who do I like on this season? I always like Kate. Kate's a Capricorn,
too. Oh, we like the chef. We love the chef.
Oh, my God, the chef.
What's his name?
Ashton. No.
Ashton's the other guy.
Adrian.
And I kind of called that maybe he's an Aquarius because, although he's got to be a very evolved Aquarius because, you know, most Aquarius men are so emotionally detached.
Or I would even say a Sag. An evolved Sagittarius.
Maybe. With, like, maybe some Pisces in his chart.
Yeah, I could definitely see that, too. He's so zen. I want him to cook for me. He's, like, that type of guy that you would want to take... I would never take shrooms because I'm a psychopath, but I would... If I wasn't, I would take shrooms and have sex with him. And then...
And just see what it's like.
And then never talk. Because he's, like, one of those people that he'd be like, see that touch? How's that feel? Do you like it? You'd be having, like, tantric... sex with, you know, Adrian, which is super hot.
I'm talking.
Kat's leaving me right now and chart. Completely distracted me while she's going to get her chart right now. But another person that we really like is we always like the captain, and we looked and saw that his sign is Scorpio, which makes sense because he's super dark and stormy. And it makes sense why him and Kat get along, because Cats and Scorpios really do get along really well. But we definitely think this season is amazing, and Kat and Josiah's combination is pretty good. I mean, to have a butler with you is pretty awesome. I want him to come to my house and take care of me. Kat, what are you doing?
I have to get my laptop charger.
Oh. Kat's getting her laptop charger.
Who were you talking about, Lee?
Yeah, we were talking about Lee. I said how he's a Scorpio, and I was saying how I like Josiah and Kat's combination. But yeah, no, Below Deck seems really good, and I'm really interested in seeing what makes Captain Lee cry, because I saw a glimpse of the trailer in the beginning before the season started, and Captain Lee started to get emotional about something and cry. So I can't wait to see what that about, because, you know, Scorpios are known to hold their shit together pretty well, so this is going to be interesting. And also, I'm interested to see who gets fired. My bet is that Chandler gets fired because he fucking sucks as the lead deck guy. It's absolutely embarrassing.
He really does suck. It's like he can't get his schedule
down. He sucks. And I also think that Riley might get fired because, honestly, all I want to do is shove my fist in her mouth when she talks. She might. I said she was a Capricorn, but she's probably a Pisces. I'm going to take that back. She's probably a Pisces woman. Every Pisces woman I know.
They can be kind of bold in that sense. Yeah.
I'm thinking like Gigi from Shazza Sunset.
Is she not an Aquarius?
No, she's a Pisces.
Oh, okay, that makes sense then. She's like end of February, huh?
And I'm blacking out on the Pisces woman I know right now. But there's a lot on reality TV, and they can be really crazy. So I'm pretty sure that's, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what she is. But they're so new, since they haven't been on the show long, it's pretty hard to find their birth dates. I'm going to have to stalk them a little bit more on social media to figure out when exactly they were born. But let's skip on down to Real Housewives of Dallas.
Yes.
Which is...
Dallas is serving it to us this season.
Dallas has always been one of my favorite series since it started. Me and Kat are definitely in different corners on this show because I am team D'Andra Simmons, 100%. D'Andra's a Pisces. I really like her. I think she's a little bit emotional.
How about we both like tell our sides of the story and then you go ahead and you talk about D'Andra.
I like D'Andra a lot. I also like Brandy and Stephanie's friendship. I've always liked Brandy. I think she's funny. I think Brandy and Stephanie actually carried the show when it first started in the beginning because their friendship was pretty hilarious, pretty funny. They were very silly together. Brandy is a Cancer and Stephanie is a Gemini. But Stephanie is that sweet Gemini. She is, Leanne's a Gemini too, but most Geminis you meet will be like Leanne. They will not be like Stephanie. I will warn you right now, they will not be like Stephanie. They
so this is like okay. Let me interject here too because I have both versions of those Geminis as friends. So I have one Gemini friend who you know, and you always say reminds you of Chelsea from Southern Charm, who's also that sweet Gemini.
Yeah.
And so she's like the very nice, very sweet, very chill Gemini side. I also have another Gemini friend who's very brash, very bold, very strong personality. And I'm not saying my other friend doesn't have a strong personality, but she is a little bit more in your face. Yeah. She's a little bit more opinionated and a little bit more like, hey, don't fuck around with me. So I totally get that.
Which I love.
And I love Stephanie too, don't get me wrong. And I love Leanne, but I'll get more into that a little later. I'll let you talk about your side of D'Andra.
I like the fact that I don't have anything wrong with a bitch that stands up for herself. I'm all for that. I do that all day, every day. But Leanne is two-faced. And watching Leanne...
I'm shaking my head right
watching
now.
Watching Leanne and Cameron be fucking bitches talking about D'Andra when Leanne is a drunk herself. And if you watch the past seasons, Leanne is smashing glasses, talking about using her hands to kill people. And she's talking about being in that social scene. Cameron, if Cameron was sitting here having this conversation with Carrie... Or even though Stephanie's silly, if she was even sitting having the conversation with Stephanie, talking about class, talking about things not being right, I would be like, okay, you know what? They're on their snooty shit. You and Leanne are gonna sit here and talk shit about D'Andra when Leanne is one of the most ratchets on. She is one of the most ratchet people on here. She drinks all the time. She does just as crazy shit, but she judges Brandy and D'Andra, and I think that makes Cameron and her just fake as fuck and makes no sense to me. I think Leanne is just a jealous bitch. She's mad that Brandy was becoming friends with D'Andra, and the fact that D'Andra wanted to be friends with her when Leanne was when Brandy didn't want to talk to Leanne anymore. I think that really pissed her off. And that's where it all started trickling. So that's why Leanne is trying to be friends with Stephanie now. Because mm-hmm. She doesn't even like Stephanie. She thinks Stephanie's a weak bitch. She's not even in the society she wants her to be in. She's only befriending her for a certain reason. It's everything's so calculated. And I was happy that Mama D, the last episode, she stand up for her daughter and she actually said something.
I was actually surprised by that because normally she talks so much shit to her.
Well, because, and I have a mom like Mama D. It's hard when you have a mother that's that aggressive.
Do we know Mama D's sign?
I think she's an Aquarius Pisces.
Oh, okay.
I believe. But, you know, when you have a mother that aggressive and not motherly and like very aggressive, it's very hard having a mother like that. And especially her dad was an alcoholic, so she didn't really have... The other parent wasn't obviously going to be there. He's off fucking loving the bottle. He ain't loving her. And then her mom is tough, so I was glad to see her mom like be like, stand up for yourself. Don't let people talk to you like that. Don't let people tell you you're not good enough. Because D'Andra, for some reason, I don't know, I'm just like feeling her soul through the TV. Some reason she has like low self-esteem in certain ways, and it's just kind of sad to me. Leanne is a strong woman, but she needs to I can always like Leanne again. Cameron, I do like watching her on TV, but she's not that likable. She's like, what's her face? She's just like, what's her name from that got kicked off of Heather from OC? She's not going to last that long. She's going to be on for a while as a snooty bitch, and then eventually they're going to get over it. Leanne's going to last on the show, but Leanne has never really had anybody that she's been able to hang on to except for Rich and probably DeAndre. But everybody goes out of her life, so she fights dirty with everything. And I don't think she should have started the dirty thing with DeAndre. And actually, the friendship breaking up made me really sad. But But Leanne is like typical Gemini. She just fucking, just, she can be a complete bitch. And then sitting there talking to Cameron, I'm like, Leanne, you do the same shit DeAndre does. You're drinking with her.
Can I respond?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Okay. No, we're doing 5 minutes each on Team DeAndre, Team Leanne. Okay. So,
I feel like I'm in that debate class.
No, I know.
You have to talk.
That's what we're doing. Okay, that's what we're doing for Dallas.
Yeah, I remember that.
That's what I figured. That's what I figured we would do for Dallas since we're on like different sides. I get everything you're saying. As for me, I feel that DeAndre. Okay, first of all, DeAndre as a person, she's a spoiled brat. Okay, she's a spoiled brat. She has been given nothing, but she thinks for some reason that because her mom built this company up. She thinks, oh, okay, well, you know, my mom's maybe ready to retire, so let me take some of the reins. Let me do that. Okay, fine. Then her mom doesn't want to give it up. Oh, my God. I don't understand. She, like, wants to give me the keys to the company, and then all of a sudden she wants to take it away. It's like, your mom built this company herself, you realize. You are not owed any of this shit. She can take it away whenever the fuck she wants. And that's why I like Mama D, because, you know what? She's a strong-ass woman. And she doesn't owe her daughter anything.
I'm right.
No,
notes.
That's fine. Jazz is writing notes. I don't even have my notebook out. I'm not even prepared for this. I'm just going on a limb.
I'm so in argument.
So that I know. So that's what I think about DeAndre. As far as DeAndre and Leanne's friendship, I am obviously Team Leanne. And yes, I do agree that I think Leanne is an alcoholic, but I do think that she owns it. And I think she realizes that, and I know she realizes she has anger problems because of her childhood and her relationship with her mother, too. And I think a lot of that does play out in her friendship with DeAndre, because I feel like they do have this, like, weird sister relationship, and maybe in a past life they were that, too. But I just feel like, I don't know, I don't see the jealousy there, because Brandy has always been a piece of shit to Leanne. She's always been a piece of shit. And I will go off on a tangent about Brandy right now, too, because Brandy is, and you guys, I know there's a lot of Brandy fans out there. You can come after me. I don't give a shit. But I believe in my soul, Brandy is a dark, evil, soulless.
I cannot believe you're saying listen this to over me. Luann.
Leanne.
Lee.
I'm talking about Brandy.
I can't even say her name right.
She's not unimportant. Leanne's the star of the show. Brandy is a dark. Hang on.
Brandy was in the middle.
I'm doing my argument. Hang on.
Brandy
hang on. In the middle. I only have 3 more minutes.
Sorry.
I'm giving us each 5 minutes. Brandy is a dark, evil, soulless villain. She is the villain of the show. There is something so deeply wrong with that woman that she tries to mask by being, oh, I'm a mother. Oh, I'm silly. Oh, I'm a wife. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I have a new baby. Somebody said this on a podcast before, and I'm not going to call them out. But I agree with them with this. She would never have adopted that baby if it didn't look like her. And that's the kind of person she is. And that's the metaphor I'm going to use for her personality. She is a deep, deeply fucked up person. And that, and I've never said that about any other housewife before.
But why do you
she's
think
a
that?
Villain.
Like, I don't
There's
think
something,
I've
something
never
either happened
felt
in her,
her
something either happened in her childhood or she has this just
that's
like high school
Leanne, though, childhood trauma.
No, she has darkness. This kind of like high school girl mentality and this like unself-awareness. That at least Leanne can kind of recognize the things
but that's
in herself.
More, isn't that more naive behavior? Like, if
no,
somebody's
I think,
not self-aware, that just means I feel like maybe they...
No, because I think she's got that high school girl mentality of, like, being mean to the girl that she doesn't like.
I think she was popular in high school. That's how she became a cheerleader.
She
right
definitely...
After,
oh, she
know?
Definitely peaked in
and
high
I don't
school.
Think... I don't think Luann was that. I think she was the
Leanne,
core...
you're going to confuse the audience.
Dude...
New York's not even on.
I don't think Luann.
So anyway, so I think, okay, let me just close my statement now. I don't think that Leanne is jealous. I just think that Brandy has treated her like shit for so long that she's just like, listen, why are you trying to hang out with this person who is clearly so vapid, shallow, and manipulative? She's just trying to use you to be her drinking buddy. And yes, and I do think Brandy and Stephanie have a legit friendship. And I like their friendship. And I think they're cute together. But Brandy and DeAndre, there's something there where they're, using each other. And I'm not into it.
I don't think so. That's a Cancer and Pisces relationship. They're automatically gonna turn up and have fun together. Mm-hmm. And when
I think that's all there is.
But yeah, but that's fine. Some relationships mm-hmm. don't have to be deep. Mm-hmm. And even when it comes
to... But I don't think Brandy can carry a deep relationship. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Well, maybe except for Stephanie.
Some people can't, but I'm not going to hold... That's not why I don't like her. I think Brandy's funny. I think Leanne's more dark and calculated. Brandy's too stupid to be calculated. She's
not... I don't think she's that dumb.
She is, though. She's too... drunk, and I don't even want to call her drunk, but she's like, but she have a drunk. Good time, have a good time, let's hop on the floor and pee.
But there's something in Leanne.
She's hungover the next day.
I realize that.
She's not drawing a map to the goal.
You guys, we're more heated about this than we were about Carol and Bethany, because we kind of landed on both sides with Carol and Bethany, I feel like, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like we both kind of saw both sides of them, but then after New York ended, I was like, fucking Carol's so fucking annoying, I can't.
Well, watching Carol...
But I still don't like Bethany.
But watching Carol with the guys and the fitness thing was... Every time I see it on her thing, I'm like...
And then now she's like
holy sex! Are they about to fuck?
Now she's like
down! The guy's like... And she's like squatting in pigtails. I'm like, whoa, dude!
Have you seen she's also selling her fucking Free People t-shirts on Twitter?
I can't
with her. Anyway...
The Leo's coming out.
I don't even know where I was with
we that. We were talking about Brandy, and you were saying that Brandy's been a piece of shit to Leanne, but honestly, if you
Leanne.
You know, sorry guys, when I learn something a certain way, I talk without thinking, so it just, everything flows naturally, so it's very hard for
You're
me to
correct
myself. I know. I need to learn how to slow down. But I think if I watch it from season one, Leanne has actually been nasty to Brandy and Stephanie and Carrie. The only one she wasn't rude to was Cameron and Deandra. But she was actually really rude to them in the beginning. And then finally, Brandy and her became friends. And then she threw glasses at Stephanie. She accused Carrie's dude of doing all this other stuff. So I think she's way more on the fucked up side. And if Brandy's being a little standoffish. And I've seen Leanne be jealous on multiple seasons. So... And even Brandy admitted that she was a little, I can tell that Brandy's a little jealous, obviously, of Stephanie and Leanne's friendship. But I think Leanne
And you know what I predict is going to happen there? I predict that Leanne and Stephanie, I don't think Leanne's using her.
I do.
But I think
she
actually...
She doesn't like her. She thinks she's stupid. Leanne's a highly intelligent woman. Her mind is racing like a cartwheel.
So why don't you think that they can change?
And here's
She
numb
can
nuts.
Change.
Which one? No, Leanne. I'm saying she's highly... She's highly...
No, and I'm saying she can change her opinion on Stephanie. Because they bonded...
She thinks she's stupid. She doesn't belong in her society.
I don't see that anymore.
She's that Gemini. She's the Kanye. She's always on the come up. She's always looking... She's that Gemini that is always looking for the next big thing. That's why she loves Cameron.
She seems very genuine this season. And I feel like with Stephanie...
So does but Kanye 90% of the time.
I'm not comparing her to Kanye. You are. Well, yeah, they bonded over their mental health issues. And I feel like that was actually a genuine thing that happened.
Yeah, Stephanie brought that up about her committing suicide, but Leanne uses that for people to feel bad for her. She brings it up all the time about her past. Bitch, I've been through so much shit. Get the fuck over it. Stop using your excuses for your bullshit. I've been through more shit than you, and I don't sit here and be like, my past makes me use my hands as weapons. Stop.
That was the best.
She's older than me. She's like 50. I'm like, bitch, when is it going to end? You've got a rich man. Go to therapy. Punch some walls.
Doing her sound bowl.
No, I'm Gemini rising, so I get it. I can be very manipulative. I think Leanne is very manipulative. Brandy reminds me of the Cancers that I am friends with that you don't like a Jenna. They're not that calculated. Remember Jenna falling over, being retarded, running up to... You think they're calculated? No offense, Brandy. I think you're hilarious to watch a dude, but they're kind of stupid. Like, I don't know. Jenna used to be sent.
See, that's the thing. Maybe that's me because I don't think.
You were like, that bitch is dumb. Like, I don't want
to. But maybe that's where I'm like, Brandy is not hilarious to me. I don't think she's funny. I don't think she's cute, and I don't think she's charming. I think she's really unlikable.
Do you remember Jenna used to send people, requests to be their girlfriend on Facebook? She'd be drunk at home, dude.
She wouldn't even know them.
She
She would like and invent
them. And she'd be like, he's so... Well, no, but people she didn't know, which is even more embarrassing.
Well, and, like her people she worked with.
Yeah, and then the guy would be mortified the next day. He'd be like, she doesn't have any shame about it. And I was like, you know what? Give her some time. I'm like, that... I don't know. So maybe I see her and I laugh about it because I'm like, she's too fucking retarded to...
Well, you know what bothers me about Deandra and Leanne's whole, like, falling out?
Yeah.
Is that Deandra has gotten so messy in her confessionals. And they film those confessionals while they're filming. It's not like they film them after. So she's filming this as the friendship is falling apart. And she's just going after her in the confessionals. And I feel like that's so fucking shady. And it's like, she was almost coming in with an agenda to be like, I'm going to tear this friendship down.
Well, you know what, after her mom talked to her, you see, I don't know if you saw the last episode, as soon as her mom was like, you don't let people do that, she goes in and tries to be tough. So even with...
But just the shadiness was not working for me.
I think Pisces women, they can be a little weak. But I think, like, with her mom, like, even with her not giving her the company, this is one thing I can say about the Pisces women that I know. They're some of the most, like, hardest working women I know. When I've been in, like, working in businesses, a lot of the times I've had Pisces women that I've worked in side by side with, and they work 24/7. They're always answering emails. They're always in a good mood. Even when they're falling apart emotionally, they're like, answer your email. And I think the thing with her and her mom is her mom did help her best. She built her company. And her mom is just this boss bitch. And, like, she just, like, you're going to do what I say. You know what I mean? And Deandra's trying to... She couldn't probably afford to do stuff.
I mean, maybe she's trying to, like, emulate her mom.
Yeah, but she's not as strong as her mom. And that's why her mom, all of a sudden, I think, you know, because I did not
That's where Deandra's insecurities come in.
I did not know her mom was about 77 or what. Yeah. It. So all of a sudden, her mom is like, you know
what? She looks incredible.
Yeah, I know. So she was like, bitch, I'm old. Like, I need to build my daughter up. She realized she's been... Her daughter's a water sign, and she's been beating her down, and she's all meek, and she's seen her getting beat. So she's like, baby, stand up for yourself. Damn, I think she's like, shit, this is my only kid. Deandra's not going to have kids of her own. I don't think, you know what I mean? I don't think, I like that they have older women that don't really care about kids and stuff like that on the show. Like, they have what they have. They know what they like. But I think that she was finally like, shit, I need to make my daughter strong because she's just not strong enough. And her mom is just naturally tough.
Yeah.
So
she realized she needed to build her up. Yeah. And I think she saw that with this friendship falling out, it's like Leanne was maybe her
rock and the stronger one.
Yeah.
Deandra doesn't know how to stand up.
Yeah.
And Cameron coming for her like that, like honestly, I would lay Cameron on her fucking ass. Like there's certain things I do like about watching Cameron. But,
yeah, I was going to say I love watching her.
Yeah, she's like but I would never want to hang out with her. And, like, it's kind of like watching Heather. I did like watching Heather, too. And her saying, like, oh, your reputation. Oh, they're
both Capricorns, I think, too, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are. And I know, like they do get... But let Deandra do her own thing. She's trying to figure out who she is. Like, Cameron married into money, and she has this cushy life. Like, Deandra still has to work for it. She still is, like, her mom's... Like, it's hard having a mom like that. I mean, her mom's obviously fabulous. I love her, but... You know, I feel for her in that way, and I feel like if she is a certain way, it's her mom. Her mom knows this is my daughter. I'm the one that is gonna stare her, and I think she finally was like, maybe she watched back an episode or something. They sent her a reel, and she was like, oh, fuck, I better fucking get my baby together. Baby, you're strong. You are my daughter. You are me. Say it, like, cause she's like, you are not about. I could die tomorrow. I want you to be able to stand up to people. Even her and her and Deandra were both, Deandra and Leanne were both hitting low blows, and that's what annoyed me. She said to Leanne about her and Rich living separate lives. She said to her about the drinking. She said to her, it was like little things they were both saying. Well, Leanne started it when she was, I felt like, jealous of Brandy and Deandra hanging out, and she said something about her having only $200 in her account.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Deandra's mom, when she gets mad at her, clears out her account. Probably only leaves a little bit. And probably Leanne knows that. And then she said that to Cameron, who was one, you know, like people who are important. You know what I mean?
Well, that and then she said that she was supposed to get like half her salary or something, and then that never happened.
Yeah,
because her mom
and
ended
so
up keeping the company.
You know, obviously money is a sensitive subject for her. And I think Leanne was, I feel like it was the Carol and Bethany thing where it was like nobody was talking about the real issue.
Yeah.
She said, let's be petty.
Yeah.
Oh, you got 200. Oh, your relationship fake. Oh, I was like, oh my God, this is about to blow.
You're like, just get to the fucking, get to just the fucking point.
I'm pissed. I'm mad that they couldn't do that. And I don't know why, but they couldn't. And I think it's, you know, probably has to do with Leanne's bringing up. And even DeAndre, like, her mom's so tough on her. She doesn't know how to communicate with people. Leanne didn't really have anybody either. She didn't know.
No, they definitely both have communication issues. They both have.
But I like their friendship.
And you know what? I hope they do get back to being friends. I don't know if they will right now because it seems like they're still hitting below the belt.
If they keep them on the show, eventually it's going
to happen. It will, but because they have to have that, like, redemption season.
They have to have, Carrie was getting on my nerves, though, because she's just bone collecting.
Carrie has no,
She's charade. She's boop, boop, bones here, bones here.
But she's doing a terrible job.
And then being like, when somebody was trying to express themselves, she was just like, this isn't about, like, something about her is just like, I'm not like.
Something about her is annoying to me.
Yeah, I don't like her. I don't know. There's something I don't like.
But and she has zero storyline. Yeah, she's just literally the bone collector.
Yeah, Leanne made your storyline by saying your dude was gay last year. That was it. Otherwise, you wouldn't be on this season. But I don't know. I really love this season so far. I don't like that Leanne was calling Brandy an alcoholic because Brandy did just adopt that baby. And I get maybe she wouldn't have taken the baby because it's a redhead. But in her defense, Stephanie is the one that hit her up saying, somebody just had a baby. My friend hit me up. Do you guys want this baby? So it wasn't like they were looking and it was just a redhead. So I, you know, and it was really weird that Cameron got so pissed off that Brandy did not tell her about the baby.
That was odd.
Cameron, you don't like Brandy. You're only there because you're filming on the same show. Say thank you for the glass of champagne that you're there at the party. She's like, you didn't tell me you adopted a baby? Bitch, you talk shit about me all day. You don't like me. Suck my dick. That's all I would have told her. Step aside.
Yeah.
Step aside. I'm walking through with my son.
A lot of these women have a lot of these women just do not know how to confront each other.
They don't. I know. And we always have the solution. We're like.
So we're always watching the TV why didn't you say that?
I didn't understand. Yeah, Brittany, we're not crying. That's what she reminded me. I was like, oh my gosh, she's such a Cancer. And you guys, I'm a Cancer, but I'm not really a Cancer.
She's an aggressive Cancer.
I'm more of a fire sign because of my chart. So
Jasmine's got an Aries.
I just take pity on my fellow Cancers that don't have my energy because I'm like, damn, that could be me. I could be hiding in the corner crying. Jesus Christ, save us all. I was like, why is Brittany crying? If she don't tell this girl that you don't even like me. Like, I thought we were associates, so no, I did not call you into my personal circle to tell you that I adopted a child. It's none of your fucking business. You know, if you're a good friend, Stephanie knew for a reason. Carrie is obviously her good friend. And I like her. Yeah, and I like that DeAndre has somebody to turn up with. She seems so damn stressed out. I'm like, goddamn Pisces. Calm down, baby girl. Calm down. I'm glad your mom's on your side now. Her mom is so fierce.
I'm still calling to make Mama D a housewife.
Mama D and Patricia, can they hang out? Can they have just...
Yeah.
Patricia's from Southern Charm. That would be epic.
I would love to see that. Mm-hmm. And like Tinsley's mom, Dale. Tinsley's mom. I'm just saying they have that like Southern thing.
Wait, who's Tinsley's mom?
Her name's Dale. And how about Jimmy, Cameron's mother-in-law?
Who's Tinsley?
New York housewives. Hello.
Oh!
I'm saying her mom's kind of hilarious, too.
I forgot about that bimbo in 2 seconds.
But I love all these, like, maternal Southern women with, like, male names. Jimmy and Dale.
I know. I should do that. I'm going to be like, your name's Busta. I'm going to push my kid out and be like, Busta! There he is. Why'd you name me that, mama?
do we have any other... I think we're about done with our Bravo recaps, aren't we?
I think we pretty much...
We're about in an hour.
Oh my God, I feel like we were talking for so much longer than that. But we needed so much to catch up on because
we're going to get back to it, you guys.
We're
going to do some like witchier podcasts too. We might do a bonus episode and throw that out there too soon.
And we're going to have some stuff up on our YouTube channel.
Yes, so look out for that too. Remember to review and subscribe to us if you like what you hear. And always DM us or if you have any comments or anything. We love the feedback. And sometimes we also don't give a shit.
Yeah. Some people, we had a couple of sensitive people writing about certain things, but.
Let us know your opinions on on if you're Team DeAndre or Team Leanne.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, we'll see you guys next time. We have been the Booze Witches, and you guys have been awesome. Bye.